Well, the stock market opened down again today after the Dow shed nearly 300 points or 1.8% yesterday. And a lot of that is due to falling oil prices. Those low prices don't just hurt the Exxons of the world, though. They also mean billions of dollars less for states like Texas that rely on tax money from oil companies. Dave Failing from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
Taxes on oil mean a lot to Texas. Consider that for every $5 drop in the price of a barrel, the state loses about $200 million in oil production taxes. In recent testimony at the Texas State House, that price over the past year has dropped
$74
and dropped
$60
and dropped
$39. And of course, here we are today with roughly high 20s and wondering where the new floor is.
That's Glenn Hager, the Texas controller. He manages the state's money. And he says oil's decline means production taxes have plummeted by about 50%.
Obviously, there's a lot of, I'd say, people almost hyperventilating with concern. I've thought about going around when carrying brown paper bags with me to hand out to everybody.
Hager told lawmakers people shouldn't panic.
We're a much more diverse economy than we were in the 1980s. Is oil and gas important to this state? Absolutely. I mean, it's 14% of our economy, but it's not the 20%+ of our economy it was in the 1980s.
Watching how the state is handling all this is Bernard Weinstein, an economist at Southern Methodist University in Dallas.
Everyone says we're more diversified today, and that's true, but still it's a big chunk of economic activity.
Weinstein figures Texas will have maybe $5 billion less than it estimated to cover a two-year budget that totals $209 billion.
What's going to happen? Will this necessitate a special session? If so, will the legislature dip into the rainy day fund? It's hard to say at this point, but it's not going to be pretty going forward.
The rainy day fund is a $16 billion reserve built largely from oil and gas taxes. The legislature doesn't meet again in regular session till January 2017, so a special session could be called if things get really bad.
I don't hear any talk of a special session at this point.
Paul Bettencourt is a Republican state senator from Houston who serves on the Senate Finance Committee. He says the legislature passed a conservative budget last year and didn't give in to the urge to spend big when oil revenues were pouring in.
The good news is we left money kind of in a checking account, and my expectation is that money will be gone, but we will not be in the rainy day fund by the time we get back to the session. But we'll see.
Whatever eventually happens in Texas, it's in a better position than other oil-producing states to weather the storm of falling prices. Robert McManaman is an analyst with the Energy Information Administration in Washington.
Texas has a more diversified economy than Alaska, North Dakota, and Wyoming, which were above 40% as a share of their revenue sources.
By contrast, those oil and gas taxes in Texas account for only about 9% of all revenue. Alaska is already talking about imposing an income tax. North Dakota is considering budget cuts for state agencies. All that said, there is more to the tax story than what's happening at the state level. Cities and counties in areas where oil and gas drilling has surged could also see big decreases in what they get from sales and property taxes. Again, Bernard Weinstein at Southern Methodist.
So we're looking at a fiscal crunch on a lot of local governments and counties and school districts across the Texas oil patch, in addition to a decline in state revenues.
Like you said earlier, it's probably not going to be pretty. For Here and Now, I'm Dave Failing in Houston.